The Woodstock Film Festival's fifth annual Spirit of Woodstock celebrates the roots of the Hudson Valley, its natural beauty, the art, the culture, the innovation, and of course the river that flows through and connects it. This year they honor two local luminaries who have embodied those qualities, John Hall and Alf Evers. The event takes place on Saturday, the 3rd of June, in Woodstock from 5:30 to 8. Joining us this morning is Myra Blaustein of the Woodstock Film Festival, the co-founder of that festival, and it's a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me, and good morning.
Good morning. So John Hall was supposed to be with us, and he's a little late. He is a little late. So he won't be with us this morning, but I'm delighted to get to speak to you. So tell me how this whole thing got started as something that the film festival wanted to do of the spirit of Woodstock.
Well, as you know, the festival itself has been running, this is our 18th year, and at some point, and we bring all these people, all these filmmakers, artists, musicians, actors to the festival from near and far, but we haven't really celebrated the actual spirit of Woodstock.
Of the place.
We felt that we really should be doing that. And we began, actually, this is our fifth year, but we took a year break. So we began 6 years ago. And the first honoree that year was Michael Lang, who started the Woodstock concert. And other honorees was people such as Congressman Maurice Hinchey. So we really felt that by honoring those who really embody what we feel is the spirit of Woodstock, not necessarily the place, but the notion, the idea, is something that we want and should be doing each year. So this year, I think that the two honorees, which is Alf Evers, who was the preeminent historian of the area, and John Hall, who, he was in a Woodstock-based band, Orleans, and between the music and his environmental work as a congressman, he really does embody what we stand for as the Woodstock image, the Woodstock notion. So here we are.
So in picking people every year, what goes into that process? Is it? I assume you're still early enough out that there are probably a ton of people that you could think of, right? or do you? Is it a specific criteria you're looking for?
For the spirit of Woodstock,
yeah.
It's definitely specific criteria. We really are looking for those who have had an artistic endeavor as well as socio-political part in what they work. So, for instance, like the year before, we had Ron Nicewarner, who wrote scripts such as Philadelphia,
right.
And also Philip Petit, who walked across the Twin Towers. So between their work, which is very much an artistry work, as well as work that really concerns socioeconomic or the socio-political issues, those are some of the main criteria that we look for. And, of course, they have to be connected to our area, to the region. So, we have a long list, and I'm really, really thrilled of the choices that we have this year.
How does the event work? Tell us what goes on and how we celebrate the spirit of Woodstock.
Well, people come, of course, to the event. It's open to the public and mingle, eat, drink, listen to some really great live music. And at a certain point, we do have the award ceremony. And there are always presenters who have worked with or are close with the honorees, and we have and they present the awards. And then the honorees, of course, accept the awards. And then we continue to celebrate. It really is fairly casual. I think it's like elegant, casual kind of an affair. And it's just wonderful fun. And don't forget, it is a fundraiser for the Woodstock Film Festival.
So let's talk a little bit about the festival. First of all, the event and the Spirit of Woodstock event takes place June 3rd in Woodstock from 5:30 to 8. So and it's woodstockfilmfestival.org if you want to find out more information.
.com.
sorry about that.
It's okay.
So how's the festival going? How's everything going there?
So Joe, it's our 18th year.
I know.
You believe it? I'm pretty sure I have been here since 2000.
Yes.
Every year I come here and I talk about the Woodstock Film Festival. I still remember coming here in 2001. It was the hardest interview. It was a week after September 11. So we're getting ready for our 18th year. I'm very excited. 18 stands for maturity. 18 stands for, you can vote.
Right.
18 in Judaism stands for life. It's a big number for us. We're putting together our honorees, the films, the panels, the concerts. It's going to be, I think, particularly great. So, yeah, mid-October.
Mid-October. And so it would seem to me that somewhere around now would start to get a little, like, you have to start putting everything together, right? You start to think of, like, oh, God.
God is right.
Right, right? I mean, we need to know.
Right around now, I stopped sleeping.
Right. What's Thursday going to look like, right? I mean, you have to figure out how that's going to all figure out.
Yes. We are definitely in the process of putting everything together.
Yeah.
And especially the lineup of the films, but also the panels and the honorees and the special events. And we're talking to a lot of people and companies and organizations who are going to be a part of it. It's going to be, like I said, I think it's going to be particularly special this year. Because I think the number 18 has a lot of meaning to it. But just because the Woodstock Film Festival is it's a wonderful event that always grows from year to year and brings together, along with it, to the area, some of the absolute best, most interesting voices in the film industry from truly near and far.
It's all, you can find out more at WoodstockFilmFestival.com, and you can find out about Spirit of Woodstock honoring John Hall and Alf Evers, and I assume his family will be, Alf's family will
Yes,
be
absolutely.
There.
His
yeah.
son is going to be there to accept the award on his behalf. Absolutely.
That's really beautiful.
Yes.
Very nice. And John Hall, of course, and we miss John, but tell him we said hi.
Oh, I think you'll get to talk to him.
Oh, okay.
I think you'll get to see him.
He's still showing up?
Yes, he's on his way.
Okay, well, I'll have a conversation with him. You just won't be able to hear it on the radio. That's fine. Well, you can find out more at WoodstockFilmFestival.com, WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Mayor Blaustein, we love speaking with you. Congratulations on 18 years of the festival. Congratulations on 5 years of the Spirit of Woodstock. And that celebration takes place June 3rd in Woodstock, 5:30 to 8. And you can find out more at WoodstockFilmFestival.com. Mayer, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.